your hosts, Sharon Sandulo and Miles Strawn. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Versus!
Welcome.
We're back.
Metal
it's
pipe.
Been a minute. We're still here, though. We're alive and kicking. I'm ready. Miles, are you ready?
Yes, sir!
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to debate. Thank you for tuning in. This is Versus, the show where I, your host, Kieran Sandulo, and my co-host, Miles Sprung, argue about things. Things that don't matter. Things that have no impact on our daily lives.
That is true.
We do a lot of fun stuff on this show. We yap about things, we complain about things, but most importantly, we yell at each other about things.
We haven't done much yelling lately.
Not lately, but we have done it.
That is true. It has happened.
It has happened a few times, actually. We have definitely gotten into some yelling bits. We've had a couple recently where we've just, you know, rapid-fired some topics. And
yeah,
those went well.
Those were good fun.
Those were good fun, but then after a while, it comes time to just return to the roots and just find a topic that you can argue about for 45 minutes. And we have that today, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Indeed.
Miles, how's your week been going?
Tired.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
You know, I haven't said it on air in a long time.
Yeah, because your dad was gonna yell at you.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, but I'm making an exception this week. I'm very sleepy.
Sleepy. Let's see, what have I got going on?
I got another show choir composition.
Nice.
Hoping to snack or snap. Yikes. Snap our 2-week second place streak and finally get that gold.
I have auditions.
For voice acting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I actually am on the short list right now.
Ooh.
For an animated series.
How fun.
An animated TV show. An indie animation.
Nice.
Can't talk about it, but I'm going to say that. But I've also been cast in a video game.
Ooh.
Kind of fun.
Indeed.
Not
silly.
Allowed to promo. Not allowed to.
Not allowed to. Can't
not
happen.
Allowed to. Can't have it. Can't make it, man. Door stuck.
Door stuck.
But I have a couple more auditions lined up today, tomorrow that I'm going to do because I don't have work tomorrow. So it's just going to be a me reading lines in my basement day.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. I got my booth set up. I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream. And apparently, I have to sing because it's a musical.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I get to be British. I get to be British and I get to be mean.
Ooh.
I love being mean. I love being mean, especially when it's a character because I can just, like, lose it.
Oh, yeah.
I love crashing out in character. It's so fun.
I love just crashing out in general.
It's like, I have a fully loaded shotgun. Let me get this straight.
If you ask anyone in Studio B, I have a good crash out from time to time.
Oh, yeah. I crash out constantly. But that's a topic for Monday. Crashing out is for Monday. That's for a show topic.
Yeah, true.
But this is Versus. And today we have something very relevant. Movies keep casting A-list celebrities, and they aren't ever right for the film, I fear. And I think the most, like, there are a few exceptions, obviously. Jumanji.
That's true. Jumanji remakes. Yeah.
A lot of people don't like them. I think they're pretty cool. I think Jack Black and The Rock, because they're playing caricatures of themselves.
Yeah.
It's great. That's how that should go.
I love that question that an interviewer asked The Rock, where he was like, what would you do if you spent a day in Kevin Hart's body?
We can't say that on air, but you can Google that yourselves. Watch it on YouTube.
It's pretty funny.
He's so quick on the draw with it.
Like, he's thought about that before.
He's considered that. Anyways, there are some also bad examples. We keep putting actors in projects simply because of their name. Simply because people know who they are, not because they're good for the movie. Number one example of that that I've seen recently. Jack Black Minecraft movie.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say that and not... I thought you were going to talk about Jamie Lee Curtis in Borderlands again. And I was going to be very angry.
I'm okay with Jamie Lee Curtis at this point. That seems minuscule compared to Jack Black as Steve from Minecraft. I thought it was going to be Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa got cast in the movie and I was like, he's Steve.
I'd rather Jason Momoa be Steve.
Exactly. So herein lies my issue. Should we keep letting people cast A-list celebrities in movies just because of who they are, regardless of whether or not they're good for the role? Miles seems to think, yes.
There is a reason that they're cast in the first place. And sure, like, I mean, every actor has bad performances. Like even Anthony Hopkins has had some stinkers in there where he's just been. Okay.
Thanks, Jason.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason Brown just came in to give Miles a pencil.
A fully sharpened pencil. Thank you, Jason. and we'll said Merry
that.
Christmas.
We'll edit that out in post.
No, we won't. It's funny.
It is funny.
But no, I mean, even Anthony Hopkins, he's been, you know, Hannibal Lecter, which was a phenomenal Oscar-winning performance. He won an Oscar for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did.
Like an Oscar-winning, legendarily good performance. And then you see him in The Wolfman or as Odin, where he's just, like, tired and isn't very excited about doing anything. So, I don't know. I just don't think that... I mean, they're actors. There's a reason that they're cast.
Yeah.
Let the directors cook. And if they have a bad performance, they have a bad performance. It happens to every actor. You know?
I think that choosing those actors establishes a tone for a movie beforehand. But having one of those casts, right? Like a big, all-stacked A-list celebrity cast... That means that so much more of the budget is going towards the name rather than writing the movie. For example, obviously, there is a big exception to this celebrity voice acting rule, and that is Chris Pratt as Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
Very pleasant surprise, actually, watching that movie. Chris Pratt as Mario. Mario. That is his full name.
That's true.
That means his brother's name is Luigi Mario. Luigi voiced by Charlie Day, of course, who everybody knows from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I love that show.
Because he's great. He's Charlie Day. He's perfect and he can do no wrong.
That is true.
But that's one of the few, like, examples, because that movie had an astronomical budget and it went only to the making of the movie. Like, the actual movie was the budget. They paid Seth Rogen, I think, like $200,000 to voice Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
He didn't make a lot of money. Chris Pratt even Chris Pratt didn't take a big paycheck for the movie. Just because he was like, I want to be Mario. It's a me. Mario.
That reveal was so funny. It was
really funny.
It's a me, Mario.
That's like, not the voice. You gotta wait to hear the voice. He did try to put an accent on. He tried to do a voice. He tried to do, like, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show Mario accent. And I was like, hey, he's trying his best. Good job, Chris Pratt. But then they made him Garfield.
Oh, come on. That was fun.
It was less fun. Listen, man, Bill Murray is Garfield.
Bill Murray's, like, 90.
But he's Garfield.
I don't think he was up for doing the movie. He's, like, 90.
No, he was... Here's the thing. He would have been at the movie... He hated doing Garfield.
Yeah.
The live-action Garfield movie that he was in. Favorite movie.
Two of them.
He was in both. And I loved those movies. He hated those movies. He even had a bit in the end of Zombieland and the post-credit scene where they did like an interview with him. And he's like, do you have any regrets? Anything that you wish you could have done before you died? Anything that you wish you can do before you die? And he said, I wish I never did Garfield.
I mean, that's valid, though.
Yeah, it's a reasonable thing. But then here's the best thing. He did Zombieland after the first Garfield movie came out.
Yeah, not the second one.
The second one, he did the second one after he shot that scene in Zombieland.
Yeah.
We love Bill Murray. We love Bill Murray, but I hate celebrity voice acting. In anything. Like, putting a celebrity in the live-action movie because they're a celebrity is a different thing, is a whole different animal than it is for animation. Because actors can't voice act most of the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, it's a lot. It's, they're two...
Dwayne Johnson.
They're two completely different
skill sets. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne is a cheat code for this. I hate Dwayne. He should not be in half of the movies that he's in.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson irreversibly screwed over the entirety of the DC universe before James Gunn took over.
Black Adam.
With Black Adam. The promotional material for Black Adam was hilarious. He kept going, the hierarchy of power in the DC universe is about to change forever. He was in one movie, teased a post-credit scene that went nowhere, and then he got fired. It's like, yes, that is what I want. And here's the thing. It wasn't a terrible movie.
No.
I did not hate Black Adam.
No, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either.
Wasn't good either. But I did like that Dwayne Johnson was less of, like, playing Dwayne Johnson in that movie. He did less of it, but he definitely still, you know, did it.
It's like how,
if you ask me, the last good Dwayne Johnson movie was The Tooth Fairy.
If you ask me, the last good Dwayne Johnson movie was Skyscraper.
Mm.
Or Baywatch, actually. I loved Baywatch.
The Tooth Fairy.
Not that, that was like
from... The Tooth Fairy.
It's like from 2002.
The Tooth Fairy.
When did the Tooth Fairy movie come out?
The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy was released on August 8th, 2006.
That is not the right movie. That is a horror movie.
That... The only horror movie about the Tooth Fairy I know is Darkness Falls.
Well, apparently there's another.
Apparently.
I think I tried to watch the Tooth Fairy 2 with Larry the Cable Guy on Netflix, and yeah, that came up, and I started watching it. I was like, this is not the Tooth Fairy 2. I was like 7.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Anyways.
When did the Tooth Fairy with The Rock come out? 2010.
Oh, look at that. You were off even further. You were like, 2002? No.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's 5 years before Baywatch came out.
No, Baywatch came out... Oh, yeah, Baywatch came out like 2016.
Dwayne had hair in The Tooth Fairy.
No, he didn't.
In The Tooth Fairy? Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Hold on.
He most certainly had hair. I saw the movie like a week ago. Believe me, buddy. He had hair.
Oh, okay. He had like... Oh, I guess he did have hair.
And that was 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he
Magic didn't. Is getting some muscle. You can't handle the tooth.
Is that really the tagline for that movie?
Yeah, you can't handle the tooth.
Yeah, we love Dwayne Johnson playing an abusive husband hockey player Tooth Fairy.
What did Tooth Fairy 2 get on Rotten Tomatoes?
8.
Didn't even get a critic score, but it got a 36% from audience.
Yeah. Come on,
that movie's awesome.
I love The Tooth Fairy.
18% on Rotten Tomatoes from the original one.
18?
Yeah.
Dang. Dude, I love that movie, though. Ugh. Dang, that sucks, actually. That's how low that got. Anyways.
Oh, it turns out that he actually shaved his head right after The Tooth Fairy came out. It might be because he decided to shave his head around 2010, which is when The Tooth Fairy came out.
I don't like The Rock.
I don't either.
In voice roles. Because he's only done like one notable one, and that was Crypto the Superdog in DC's League of Super Pets. But here's the thing. It was terrible.
That movie was awful.
Here's the thing. He voiced Crypto the Superdog. And then he also voiced Black Adam.
Like, you can't have
in
two.
That movie. You can't be two. The only good thing in that movie. Okay, here's another thing. They put Kevin Hart in that movie, too. They put Kevin Hart in that movie. Again. Kevin Hart, he just, like, can't get away from Dwayne Johnson.
Which Kevin Hart, I don't think is.
I don't hate Kevin Hart.
No.
Kevin Hart's good as the bunny from The Secret Life of Pets.
I love that movie.
But that's it. That's like the only animated thing I like him. That's like the only animated thing I like him in other than maybe Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
But here's another one for you. In DC's League of Super Pets, there is a good example of good celebrity voice acting. John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim from The Office, is the voice of Superman. And, of course, Keanu Reeves, voice of John Wick in Shadow the Hedgehog, is the voice of Batman.
Yeah, of course. That just makes sense.
Though. It just makes sense.
That now, movie wasn't bad. It was
the
just...
movie wasn't awful, but Dwayne Johnson, horrible.
Yeah.
Awful. I want him gone. I do not want him anymore.
No, I don't either. You know how there was like something where it was the four horsemen of a movie I'm not gonna watch, and it was The Rock.
The Rock.
No, Kevin Hart. It was The Rock, Kevin Hart, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black.
Yep.
And what's her face? Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot. Yeah. It was like the four horsemen.
Gal Gadot can't act, bro.
No, she cannot act.
Gal Gadot's a model.
Gal Gadot is...
She is not an actress. Stop terrible. Putting her in movies.
Like, she was awful Batman vs. Superman. She was awful in the Justice League. She was awful in Wonder Woman. She was awful in Wonder Woman 1984. She was awful in Red Notice. Why is she still here?
Look, here's not even... Red Notice was a good movie.
But she sucks.
But she sucks. The Rock wasn't even bad in that movie.
No, that was a good Rock movie.
You know what else was a good Rock movie? You know what else was a good Rock movie?
What?
Red One, where he played like the ELF guy, the elf.
Yeah.
And he shrunk. Do you know why I liked that movie? Because he wasn't the Rock in that movie.
No, he was a different character.
He got kicked to death. He got his butt kicked, and it was great. Oh, man. The second The Rock
just
drops
like he did by
the
Undertaker at WrestleMania 40. Sorry.
The best thing, the only thing that could get me to watch a Rock movie is if The Rock, like, takes a hit.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I cannot watch a movie if he keeps it in his contract, like, I'm not allowed to lose a fight. No. Lose fights. It makes you more fun.
Like, it's, I mean, forget what I was just about to say. It was something about The Rock, obviously.
WrestleMania 40 was one thing you brought up.
Yeah, but that was
just a one-off. That was a bit.
That was a reference about The Undertaker coming back, and it was awesome,
that
and
was
I screamed. I don't remember what I was just about to say. It doesn't matter. I heard that movie wasn't bad, but they just spent so much money on it, and no one watched it.
It was a good movie, too. I'm so mad that nobody watched it. It was actually a really entertaining movie.
The Rock was in it. The Rock... actually makes a movie worse now. It makes less people want to see it, I feel like. Because he's just had so many stinker performances. And it's just like, well, The Rock's not going to be good in here, so what's the point?
I have a thing, though. J.K. Simmons.
I love J.K.
Simmons. Now, J.K. Simmons is, of course, an actor.
He's so good.
But he's also a voice actor.
And he's so good at both.
At both. J.K. Simmons, famously J. Jonah Jameson... from the Spider-Man movies.
And
but also
he was
Jay
in Whiplash.
Yes, in Whiplash. But he was also J. Jonah Jameson in every single animated adaptation of Spider-Man since the 2002 movie came out.
Including the Spider-Man games.
Yes.
And Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Uh-huh. J.K. Simmons loves J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
But you know what else he likes? Invincible.
That I haven't watched.
Now, Invincible is... great. It is a good example of what to do when you're casting celebrities as voice acting roles. Because they don't just cast them because of the name. They cast them because, hey, this is a voice that fits this character. For example, Steven Yeun, Glenn from The Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
is Invincible, the title character. I mean, we've got J.K. Simmons as Omni-Man, the main villain of the first season. Let's see. There's so many Walking Dead actors in there. Lauren Cohan plays
Oh, yeah.
Is the Wonder Woman parody.
Yeah, I like Lauren Cohen. She's cool.
And most recently, we have had a couple Breaking Bad alumni join the show. We've had Aaron Paul. Jesse from Breaking Bad is the voice of Powerplex.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talked about that on the poll. Nothing. I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, he's the voice of Powerplex. And it's recently been revealed. So we initially thought that the voice actor or the actor of Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad,
Walter,
we thought he was going to be the voice of the villain Conquest.
Yeah.
Apparently, no. No, he was the voice of a character called the Brit. And Conquest is voiced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Negan.
Negan. And here's the best part. Invincible is voiced by Glenn. So if you know anything about The Walking Dead, you know that this is a rematch.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get to when Negan came in.
Yeah.
I stopped at season 5 because that was boring.
Dang, man.
And, you know, like the where that one girl's in the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was so...
Yeah, they killed her, though, so it was kind of... It got more entertaining after that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love The Walking Dead. It's actually great. I'm so mad that the show went a different way than the comics, but it did do some things better than the comics.
Yeah.
Anyways, good celebrity voice acting, Invincible. Bad celebrity voice acting, DC's League of Super Pets. Also bad celebrity voice acting, dare I say...
Oh.
What do I say?
I don't know, but I might not like it.
Trolls.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Justin Timberlake, no. Anna Kendrick, no.
This is going to ruin the tour. What tour?
The world tour. That's still the funniest thing that guy has ever done.
This is just great.
Funniest thing I've ever heard out of a celebrity's mouth. We need to not cast Taylor Swift in anything ever again, because she played the one chick from The Lorax.
She wasn't bad.
She wasn't great.
No, she wasn't bad, but she wasn't great either. Yeah.
The only good thing in that, Danny DeVito, is The Lorax, of course.
Yeah.
Ed Helms as the Onceler was like, you know what, yeah, I'll take that.
Like, there's a lot where it's like that. Like, there's a lot of roles where it's like that, where, you know, you think back on it, it's like, that was pretty good. Perfect? No.
I think it's specifically, like, a specific group of actors that are just, like, they're so oversaturated that they need to be dropped for a while.
Yeah, it's just...
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina is, again, a cheat code because she is so bad.
But here's the thing. She's not the worst.
No,
so here's the thing. Awkwafina is hit or miss. Awkwafina was the spider lady in The Bad Guys, and she did good as that, because she didn't talk a lot. Awkwafina was also in Jumanji 2, and she was, you know, acceptable in that.
Yeah.
And then she was in Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, and I was like, wait a minute. Is she a good actress? And I was like, well, no, she's playing the same character once again, but, you know, she's got, like, she does stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
Even though she's irritating, but, you know, she's there. I think the worst thing that could ever happen, though, and everybody seems to immediately agree that this should never happen, is they cannot cast Awkwafina as Amy Rose in Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
I don't know why they would do that in the first place.
It's because she is in everything. They put her in Kung Fu Panda 4 for no particular reason.
Yeah.
Why is she there? I don't know. But also, I don't know why she's famous. Apparently, she was a rapper for like a year. And that's it. She hasn't done anything else. She's known solely as Awkwafina. I don't know what her real name is, man.
It's like that one like interviewing lady on the internet where she like,
mm-hmm.
she like left her husband and kids to pursue online interviewing. She like interviewed like Drake.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember her name.
I don't remember.
It's like Bobby Altoff.
Maybe.
Like, why is she famous?
Yeah,
Because she wasn't she wasn't funny. She wasn't charismatic.
No.
She just had like...
We keep making the wrong people famous.
Yeah. And that's what I think is wrong with society today. If Gal Gadot is famous, I should be famous too.
Yep. You'd be better at it. You could be Wonder Woman.
I'll be Wonder Woman.
Everybody, we're going to put a poll up on Twitter, and we need to send it as a petition to Warner Brothers to cast Miles Sprong of the WBDG radio station as Wonder Woman in the DCU.
I could pull off that bikini.
You could do it. I could.
I mean, it's
it.
Essentially a bikini.
It is. Don't let's not beat around the bush. It is a bikini. It's a one piece, but it is a bikini.
Yeah.
The one piece! Anyways, what was that?
I was stretching.
For our listeners, Miles did a weird face while he was stretching.
I was stretching.
Sure, man.
Let's not worry about it. I was stretching.
Whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever skibbity's your toilet or whatever. Don't look at me like
I'm
that.
I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm out.
Celebrity acting, though. Not even voice acting is a problem for me.
Really?
Yes. So anytime I'm watching a movie trailer... And I'm like, okay, hey, this looks good. And then I see one guy on the screen, or they do that big, like, bang, 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 bang list of names at the end of the trailer that they do. If I see Dwayne Johnson on that list, if I see any musician on that list...
It just goes back to the...
It's just like, I'm done.
To the Four Horsemen.
If it shows you Chris Pratt, I'm like, no. Mm-mm. Sorry, man.
If it shows me Chris Pratt, I'm like, eh, maybe.
Tom Holland... I hate to say it. Yeah. I'm leaving. The only difference between, like, the only thing that I'm going to see now that has Tom Holland in it is Spider-Man and The Odyssey.
Yeah.
Because supposedly Tom Holland is going to be Odysseus's son.
Tom Holland is not an immediate turnoff for me.
He's like, not. He's not immediately
like,
going to get me off.
Like, I really like Tom Holland.
But it depends on what movie it is. I remember there being things. We're back to like the whole I don't know Awkwafina's real name thing. I don't know Zendaya's real name.
Her first name is Zendaya.
Yes, but that's it. That's all we know her by. So here's my question. When she and Tom Holland get married, is she going to be Zendaya Holland?
No, he's just going to be Tom.
He's just going to be Tom.
Yes.
Tom and Zendaya. He is the only Tom.
Yeah.
Now, I don't hate Zendaya as an actress. Zendaya can act. But here's my problem. She doesn't. She can act. We've seen it in Spider-Man. She is good at her character. And then there's Dune.
And in Dune,
she is a good character, but she does not have any chemistry with Timothy Chalamet. Which is really funny to me.
Timothy Chalamet is
America's favorite twink.
Yeah, you know, I had to relinquish that title to him. They were coming after me for it. It was like
he's Bob Dylan now, apparently.
Which people were mad he didn't win an Oscar for that. Yeah, but like,
but here's the thing. That's a celebrity acting thing, right?
I just don't like Bob Dylan, so that's an automatic I don't like that movie.
Timothy Chalamet was casted a lot of things recently just because he was like...
Because he's Timothy Chalamet.
The thing at the time, right? Yeah. That, I think, is one of the big issues. Putting somebody in something just because they're like popular at the time really ruins the longevity of a movie.
Like, it's legit like how Zendaya's been cast in... Like, for next year alone, she's got Shrek 5, Euphoria Season 3, Spider-Man 4, and something else.
Yeah, she's in The Odyssey.
The Odyssey, that's what
she's in The Odyssey with her husband.
Fiance.
Her fiance, Tom Holland.
Tom.
Timothy Holland.
Tom. It's just Tom.
Just Tom. My mistake. Tom, and of course, Zendaya Holland. Because that is her name.
No, it's Tom and Zendaya.
I like to think when they get married, Zendaya, instead of taking his last name, she steals his last name from him.
It is mine now.
Yeah, therefore...
I am Zendaya Holland. You are Tom.
You are Tom. That could be funny. I want more celebrities to be, like, in things, but I want them to be, like, celebrities for a reason. For a good reason, other than just, like, doing something funny. Why is the Hawk to a girl a thing? She said a word on an interview. and then sold her house, quit her job, started a podcast, and made way more money than I could ever fathom. Here's the kicker. It's not the same woman. It's a different woman.
What?
It's not the same girl.
No, it is.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
I assure you, it is not the same woman.
Yes, it is.
Nope, it's the girl that was next to her in the interview.
That said that?
No. That is famous.
She said the line, though.
No. The other girl said the line, and she got fame for it.
That's not true.
This one's a blonde. The one who said it was a brunette.
The one who said it was blonde.
No.
No. Here, I will pull up the clip right now.
Do it anyway.
Because you are wrong.
I'm rage baiting. I'm doing a really good job.
Don't ever rage bait with Haley Welch ever again. She's an American icon.
I'm doing a really good job.
She's an American icon.
She's actually Canadian. I'm lying again.
It's like, no, she's not.
I love just making up information. Even that, like, I'll always tell somebody if I'm lying about information I make up after the fact.
Haley Welch,
they get mad at me for it.
Haley Welch can do no wrong. She's an American hero.
Other than, of course, the pump and dump crypto coin.
That wasn't her. That was not her fault.
I think it was, man.
No, it wasn't.
Sure, man.
It wasn't.
Whatever skibbity's your toilet, man.
I'm leaving!
I'm going to keep saying it.
Well, stop. Me no likey.
They put Mr. Beast in a bunch of movies.
Really?
They put him in a couple movies. He was in an animated movie recently.
But he's made like cameos. It's not like...
Yes, but either way, we all know he was
in one. Like, he voiced a bird for 3 seconds in one of the Angry Birds movies.
No, Anthony Padilla did from Smosh. Anthony Padilla and Ian Hecox were birds in Angry Birds 2 and 1. Now, here is my thing. They were good at the time. Because that was when Smosh was, like, at the top of their game, right? Because it was 2013, whatever.
No, I guess he wasn't in Angry Birds. I thought he was.
No, Mr. Beast has been in a movie, I'm pretty sure. Briefly. But...
He was in an animated movie.
He was in an animated movie. I forget which one. Do either of you know...
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Was he?
Yeah. He was...
I'm certain he was in another movie. Do any of you know which movies Mr. Beast has been in?
Under the Boardwalk.
I'm looking out through the window right now. On Google. All four of you are over there. You have your phones. I'm looking through the glass in the studio right now.
I'm on his IMDb right now. Kung Fu Panda 4, Under the Boardwalk, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem.
It was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was the one that I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for your help, you four. Big help.
I was the one that said it.
I know, but they were looking. Anyways, Miles, for telling me which one I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is also a thing where celebrity voice acting went well briefly.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Great in that movie.
Ice Cube. And, of course, Jackie Chan.
That's true. I love Ice Cube.
Jackie Chan allegedly hates his son.
Have you seen Are We There Yet?
No.
With Ice Cube?
No. I'm certain it's a good movie, though.
That is one of my favorite movies.
I do like Ice Cube as a voice actor.
That is one of my favorite movies ever. That's a lie. But I love that movie so much, and you need to watch it.
Do you know why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem was such a good example of celebrity voice acting?
Because the people fit the characters.
Not only that, they were actually teenagers.
What does that mean?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were actually teenage voice actors.
What does that mean?
Peanut Gallery. Oh, are you my peanut gallery? Gotcha.
Okay.
The audience.
Oh, is that what that means?
No. Oh. I'm spitballing. Anyways.
Okay.
The voice actor for Leonardo is Twitch streamer Junkie Janker, a.k.a. the voice actor of Gumball Watterson.
But doesn't he have, like, a ton of issues?
No, actually.
What's his face? Like, Dream was...
No.
Nicholas Cantu.
Nicholas Cantu is the voice actor. Dream, however, was an adult. Nicholas Cantu is a minor. Nicholas Cantu is currently 19 years old. At the time of that whole thing happening, he was 17 years old. Dream was 26.
I don't understand what that has to do with
anything. Dream got a teenager drunk.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the teenager went off on Dream about how much he was a terrible person. That was the whole drama, by the way. And he won, of course.
But he was the voice actor of Gumball.
Yes. Nicholas Cantu is the voice actor of Gumball.
But you just said a different person was the voice actor of Gumball.
No, no. Junkie Janker is Nicholas Cantu. Junkie Janker is the Twitch streamer who is Nicholas Cantu.
Which is what I just said.
Yeah. They're the same person. I did not say a different person. They're the same guy.
Then what? Okay, whatever.
I thought I was very clear. I need to hear your thought process real quick.
So you said this dude, you said Junkie Janker, and then you said a different person's name.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said Twitch streamer Junkie Janker, aka Gumball Watterson.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, but that's that one dude.
Nicholas Cantu.
But then I said, doesn't he have a lot of issues? And you were like, no, but he has had issues.
Well, he didn't have issues. He had a drama. That's not issues. He had drama. And even then, it was like really stupid drama.
Either way, you confused me, and it's not my fault.
My bad, Chief.
My bad, Homeslice.
Anyways, everybody loves Nicholas Cantu because he's a goat. He's great. I love that guy. He's Gumball Watterson, man.
I didn't like the slurs, but, you know, that wasn't cool.
He's gay. He's allowed to say it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's quite literally a member of the community.
Oh, never mind. You're
chilling. He's allowed to say it.
You're chilling. My bad, G.
Yeah, he's good. He's in the clear, man. Don't worry. He got a pass from me. Anyways. Good celebrity voice acting is that movie.
Yeah.
Bad celebrity voice acting. You ready? And as much as I hate to say it,
better not be something I'm going to disagree with.
It might. It might be something you disagree with.
Spit her out.
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, no. That's... I mean... Meh.
Now, obviously, there is going to be a lot of people that love Jack Black as Poe.
Yeah, because he's great as Poe.
Now, of course, I am not against Jack Black as Poe. What I am against, for some reason, just, I don't know why I'm so against it. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
Hold on. No, I fully, like, I had a thought and I lost it. No, wait, come back. I had something. I need to find the cast list. I need to know what I was talking about.
I'm back.
I need to find something. I need to go. I need to. Come on. Come on. Kung Fu Panda. Come on, man.
Kung Fu Panda.
What's my problem? What was my issue with this movie?
What is your issue from this movie?
What was it?
I don't know.
Angelina Jolie. That was right. Angelina Jolie is Tigress. I like Angelina Jolie. I don't like her as Tigress. I don't like her as voice acting. That's it. It's just because, like, I like Angelina Jolie, obviously, could do no wrong. She just doesn't fit Tigress.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Kung Fu Panda 4 did not have the Furious 5 in it, except for Tigress, and they spent $2 million on getting her to show up to record one scene.
Yeah, sounds right.
Therein lies my issue with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But Seth Rogen was Mantis, which is good. Lucy Liu is Viper. Good. Hello? Jackie Chan is Monkey. Good. And of course, who can forget Tai Lung. Ian McShane. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Good celebrity voice acting. Mark Hamill.
Oh, I love me some Mark Hamill voice acting.
Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Best Joker of all time. No one could tell me otherwise.
He's great. He's good. Other surprisingly good celebrity voice acting, Dave Bautista.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly...
Dave Bautista
is a very good actor.
He was in The Boy and the Heron, the Studio Ghibli movie, in the English dub. And he played a guy, a funny guy. And he was really good as that funny guy. You know who else was in that movie?
Who?
Robert Pattinson voicing that raspy bird. Fun fact, the heron from
Dave
the titular...
Batista was the boy.
The titular heron from The Boy and the Heron is in fact a man wearing a pelican suit. A man wearing a bird. And he is voiced by Robert Pattinson, and you would never tell until you saw the cast list.
That's fair.
Yeah. Closing argument?
Closing argument. Okay, so celebrities have stinkers now and again. It happens. It's a normal part of being an actor. But I don't think that should discredit their name or discredit the fact that they're in a movie because a director was like, I want that person. Like, that's more on the director than the actor themselves. And I don't think it's inherently bad. I mean, some people spend a lot of money on talent, but I don't know. It's not a huge deal to me.
Celebrities are weird. Now, I like celebrities as much as the next guy, right? Just because, you know, I like movies, and movies are going to have celebrities in them, whether I like it or not. That's an unfortunate truth of this world. Now, my problem is, stop casting the same five celebrities for everything. There are so many of them. And that's my problem. We have too many celebrities, and not enough of them are being cast in movies. So, without further ado, thank you for listening to Versus. If you have anything you want to, like, pitch to the show, I'm certain you can tweet at us. But if you want to just, like, tune in next week as well, because we'll be here then, too.
Indeed we will.
We'll be here on Monday. We will be here on Tuesday.
We've got our field trip.
Oh, we do have our field trip on Monday. Ah, no show. Well, bye.